Having said that, I would like to look at emotions from the highest perspective. One that has been shared by saints and sages throughout the centuries. To those who have attained self-mastery, all emotions are ultimately the same. They are the love of God felt personally in the heart of man. Forever, it says to itself, I am everything, I am the universe. I am the totality. Your love, your eternal being. You say, I don't worry about the future. Enjoy the universe, you don't labor at it. You're just being yourself. See, the intellect calculates with the heart. Or love in the region of the heart. In moments of terror, your knees quiver with fright. It helps to know your friends from your enemies, your likes from your dislikes. Old emotion immediately surges up and dominates his response. A mind that already knows how it feels about things is not free. Can new melodies spring from the heart? It's very important to realize that your emotions are not random. And where is it growing towards? Towards its own completeness. The ancient masters taught that all emotions are just the heart's way of feeling the love of God. Some sense of emptiness or lack undercuts each moment of happiness and joy. Whatever you do in life, whether it's have a relationship with someone, happiness. You do these things in order to make yourself feel happy, content. mere drop of pure joy. Fulfillment, the goal of all goals, is happiness. Whatever, material goal, non-material goal, spiritual goal, ultimately, the goal of all goals. Allow us to spontaneously make the choices and our emotions are like road signs on the journey towards that goal of happiness. Come to feeling blissful, the more nourished your emotional body will feel. It will expand and become stronger. You will sense that you are becoming yourself again, acquiring your true status as owner of the universe. If your father and mother who served you as your most powerful models of love also arouse distrust, anger and betrayal, those feelings will surface along with love. Quite a panicky realization. The happiest moments are clouded by doubt. The highest expectations are tinged with disappointment. The most cherished gifts are open to rejection. Yet you feel inadequate to choose. Doubt, disappointment, and rejection are things we have all experienced. But that does not prove that we are inadequate. Insurmountable, in fact, if wholeness did not exist. Overlooked, our constant search for complete fulfillment. And every sense experience, ultimately, every pleasurable experience, is again going back to that search for inner contentment, for inner peace, for bliss. A marma is essentially a connection or switch. All emotions dissolve into bliss, here we actually experience the slightest impulse of love as complete fulfillment. Yet it is there, blocked, twisted, and otherwise disguised from us. Clear the connections and the nature of bliss will be absolutely obvious. It registers all those moments of indecision, when things have to be either this way or that way. Being forced into a decision determines success and failure, love and hate, action or inaction. Interrupt the steady flow of bliss when you're simply being yourself. Better or worse, feels nice or feels nasty. It contains no real emotion, and yet here is where conflict begins. For bliss is just bliss. Fulfilled. So we can say that the goal of all goals is to get you somewhere beyond individual moments of happiness, which is both inner and outer fulfillment. We feel true love and true hate toward other people. Feeling emotionally conflicted has become the social norm. I don't know who I am. I don't even know what I want anymore. The woman you do not marry. Every situation seems to come down to making a choice. Taken one by one, emotions are never completely perfect. And contentment that already exists inside yourself. But it is harder for the mind to come to terms with it. Reflects this hidden journey. When you buy a prune danish instead of a donut, you're taking a tiny step in the direction of bliss. It's in the region of the heart. Your subtle senses have touched a specific area in your quantum mechanical body. If someone says, from reaching our conscious awareness, because we don't feel joyful, we assume that joy isn't there. That gap is judgment. I choose between good and bad, ugly or beautiful, love of God, just the love of God. Whether it registers as something I call pain or something I call pleasure. Needless to say, we are all highly convinced by these unreal judgments. Pain is very different from pleasure in our minds. Confident as we may be about this duality, our emotional bodies can be cleared of it. When one actually experiences the gap where indecision left its marks, all opposites flow into each other. Then the experience of one unending flow of bliss becomes altogether real. But in truth, this lifeline is a mirage.